Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 people talking about happiness. Look at the 2 listening tasks, A and B. Listen and complete both tasks at the same time. A. For questions from 1 to 5, choose from the list from A to H the thing each speaker did to increase their happiness. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. B. For questions from 6 to 10, choose from the list from A to H the biggest benefit each speaker found. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You have 1 minute to look through the task.
Speaker 1.
I was doing a soul-destroying job, and to be honest, I was feeling a bit low, and I wasn't sleeping well. I often had insomnia. I knew I had to do something about it, but what? Then I read this article that said by far the most important thing for improving low mood was regular exercise, because experiments have shown that doing exercise releases endorphins. They're the chemicals that make us feel happier. I wasn't nearly as active as I used to be, so I decided to give it a go. Far fewer people do sufficient exercise nowadays than even 10 years ago. Getting started was really tough, but I made an agreement with a friend and we started exercising together. I got considerably stronger and my body felt better and I felt happier, of course. But the biggest improvement was that for the first time in ages, I could think more clearly. Making decisions was easier, and I've started applying for new jobs. There's no way I'm going to stop exercising now.
Speaker 2.
I often end up staying up late and suffering for it the next day, but I never thought it had any effect on me, other than making me a bit tired. Then a friend told me that having too little sleep could really be affecting me in ways I wasn't aware of. The hippocampus, the part of the brain that processes positive experiences, is affected by lack of sleep. That means it's harder to remember good experiences. So lack of sleep actually makes you feel more negative. Now I make sure I'm not sleep deprived and I get a good 8 hours a night. Since I started this new sleep regime, I've noticed good things in my life more. Being aware of it has made me a more positive person. Life just gets better and better.
Speaker 3.
I was working part-time in a job I enjoyed, and I had some free time. I knew that I didn't want to work full-time, and I had more money than I needed. But I found that having more money, even a lot more money, didn't make me a great deal happier. I wanted to do something positive with my time. I thought about doing a course, maybe studying something new, but in the end, I signed up to help out 8 hours a week at a centre for homeless people. It wasn't paid work, but it's the best thing I've ever done. It turns out that helping other people really is heartwarming. It's not the same doing things for yourself as it is doing things for others. I found out later that it's been scientifically proven that helping someone selflessly releases serotonin in your brain. That's the hormone that controls your mood, so helping someone else makes you feel good about yourself.
Speaker 4.
I'd been in an accident and the recovery period was very hard. I was finding it very painful to do all the exercises I needed to do, and I started to feel quite anxious. Then one day, my physiotherapist told me to smile. She explained that even though I might not feel happy, Using the muscles that are used to smile can also make you feel a bit better, and so can reduce pain. Psychologists say that even if you don't feel like smiling, even if you fake a smile, using those smile muscles will improve your mood. So I gave it a try. And it worked! That was a turning point for me. I was still in pain and still having to do these exercises, but I felt much happier and noticed the pain less. I started smiling a lot, and it made a huge difference. It was eye-opening, and I'll never forget it. Instead of feeling sad and anxious, I started to feel incredibly thankful for being alive and appreciative of the care I was getting.
Speaker 5.
I was in a busy job, which I loved, but I often felt stressed. I noticed that one of my colleagues seemed to be coping much better with stress than he had previously done, and I asked him how he was doing it. He said he'd started meditating. More and more people are taking up meditation to help reduce stress. He told me that he'd signed up for a 6-week course on meditation and said I should give it a try too. I wasn't convinced it was for me, but I did the 8-week course and it literally was mind-blowing. It wasn't nearly as difficult as I'd imagined. It's true, I'm more content. I spend significantly less time worrying about things. But the biggest surprise for me was that it changed me as a person. The better I get at meditation, the more aware of my feelings and other people's feelings I am. And I'm kinder to myself and to others. And yes, my stress levels did go down too.
You have 1 minute to complete the task. Task 2. Listen to 5 people talking about happiness again. Are the statements from 11 to 15 true, false, or is the information not mentioned? You have 30 seconds to look through the task.
Speaker 1.
I was doing a soul-destroying job, and to be honest, I was feeling a bit low, and I wasn't sleeping well. I often had insomnia. I knew I had to do something about it, but what? Then I read this article that said by far the most important thing for improving low mood was regular exercise, because experiments have shown that doing exercise releases endorphins. They're the chemicals that make us feel happier. I wasn't nearly as active as I used to be, so I decided to give it a go. Far fewer people do sufficient exercise nowadays than even 10 years ago. Getting started was really tough, but I made an agreement with a friend and we started exercising together. I got considerably stronger and my body felt better and I felt happier, of course. But the biggest improvement was that for the first time in ages, I could think more clearly. Making decisions was easier, and I've started applying for new jobs. There's no way I'm going to stop exercising now.
Speaker 2.
I often end up staying up late and suffering for it the next day, but I never thought it had any effect on me, other than making me a bit tired. Then a friend told me that having too little sleep could really be affecting me in ways I wasn't aware of. The hippocampus, the part of the brain that processes positive experiences, is affected by lack of sleep. That means it's harder to remember good experiences. So lack of sleep actually makes you feel more negative. Now I make sure I'm not sleep deprived and I get a good 8 hours a night. Since I started this new sleep regime, I've noticed good things in my life more. Being aware of it has made me a more positive person. Life just gets better and better.
Speaker 3.
I was working part-time in a job I enjoyed, and I had some free time. I knew that I didn't want to work full-time, and I had more money than I needed. But I found that having more money, even a lot more money, didn't make me a great deal happier. I wanted to do something positive with my time. I thought about doing a course, maybe studying something new, but in the end, I signed up to help out 8 hours a week at a centre for homeless people. It wasn't paid work, but it's the best thing I've ever done. It turns out that helping other people really is heartwarming. It's not the same doing things for yourself as it is doing things for others. I found out later that it's been scientifically proven that helping someone selflessly releases serotonin in your brain. That's the hormone that controls your mood, so helping someone else makes you feel good about yourself.
Speaker 4.
I'd been in an accident and the recovery period was very hard. I was finding it very painful to do all the exercises I needed to do, and I started to feel quite anxious. Then one day, my physiotherapist told me to smile. She explained that even though I might not feel happy, using the muscles that are used to smile can also make you feel a bit better, and so can reduce pain. Psychologists say that even if you don't feel like smiling, even if you fake a smile, using those smile muscles will improve your mood. So I gave it a try. And it worked! That was a turning point for me. I was still in pain and still having to do these exercises, but I felt much happier and noticed the pain less. I started smiling a lot, and it made a huge difference. It was eye-opening, and I'll never forget it. Instead of feeling sad and anxious, I started to feel incredibly thankful for being alive and appreciative of the care I was getting.
Speaker 5.
I was in a busy job, which I loved, but I often felt stressed. I noticed that one of my colleagues seemed to be coping much better with stress than he had previously done, and I asked him how he was doing it. He said he'd started meditating. More and more people are taking up meditation to help reduce stress. He told me that he'd signed up for a 6-week course on meditation and said I should give it a try too. I wasn't convinced it was for me, but I did the 8-week course and it literally was mind-blowing. It wasn't nearly as difficult as I'd imagined. It's true, I'm more content. I spend significantly less time worrying about things. But the biggest surprise for me was that it changed me as a person. The better I get at meditation, the more aware of my feelings and other people's feelings I am. And I'm kinder to myself and to others. And yes, my stress levels did go down too.
You have 1 minute to complete the task. Task 3. Listen to the sentences. Match the verbs from A to H in bold with the definitions from 16 to 23. You will listen to the sentences twice. You have 30 seconds to look through the task.
A. Oh, well. My team has lost again.
B.
It can't be! I thought you were dead!
C.
Stop it! Stop it this minute!
D.
Oh, but Mum... Please, I don't want to go. Please.
E.
It's a ghost!
F.
Don't tell Alex about the surprise party.
G.
Sorry, I didn't really mean to do it. Well, not exactly.
H.
Oh, no! Not another exam!
Oh.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Then, you will listen to the sentences again, so you can check your answers.
A.
Oh, well. My team has lost again.
B.
It can't be! I thought you were dead!
C.
Stop it! Stop it this minute!
D.
Oh, but Mum... Please, I don't want to go. Please.
E.
It's a ghost!
F.
Don't tell Alex about the surprise party.
G.
Sorry, I didn't really mean to do it. Well, not exactly.
H.
Oh, no! Not another exam!
Oh.